Hey guys, in this episode, we are going to be going through some powerful strategies and real life techniques that will empower you to keep on keeping on through the challenges and the jabs and right hooks and uppercuts and knees and throws that life tends to give you. By the end of this episode, you'll not only understand the power of this one tip that we're going to be going through, but you'll also have the tools to be able to apply it to your everyday life to keep pushing through and keep pushing forward no matter the obstacle that's in your way. Because remember, every day you have a choice. You can either thrive or you can survive, but you can't do both. Let's hop into it. What is going on, guys? You're listening to Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast, a show that systemizes success for you in the four foundational cornerstones of faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance through high performance habits. My name is Rashawn, and I'm the host of the show, and I've been in the self-development space for over half a decade, being the guinea pig, testing all these things that I'm telling you so you don't have to. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe to the show for weekly uploads. If you love what you hear, be sure to sign up for our email list, and if you hate what you hear, share it with a friend who I know and will appreciate what's being said today. With that, let's hop into this week's episode. So I want to pose a question to you before we get started. Frederick Douglass, Wilma Rudolph, Bethany Hamilton, Sylvester Stallone. What do all these people have in common? Is it popularity? Is it fortune? Sure, why not? That's not quite the answer. So let me help you out a little bit here. Frederick Douglass, he was born into slavery, but he taught himself how to read, how to write, and became an abolitionist leader. Wilma Rudolph, she contracted polio as a kid, but went on to get multiple Olympic gold in track and field. Bethany Hamilton lost her arm while surfing because of a shark attack, but like a moth to a light, she went right back at it. Sylvester Stallone was born with partial facial paralysis, but instead of succumbing to ridicule, became a famous world-renowned actor. Do you get the answer yet? What it is? Perseverance. That's right. That's what it is. Perseverance. It's the ability to keep on keeping on when things get tough, and it's a critical component to success. No successful person that you can name ever got to where they are without facing some sort of challenge and continuing on despite them. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to discuss how changing your mindset and adopting a couple techniques and utilizing them can actually transform your setbacks into some stepping stones for life. You excited? You should be. We're going to start off with the first technique, and that is going to be to reframe your setbacks. So what is reframing of a setback? Reframing is a technique that involves changing the way that you look at something and to give it a more positive or a beneficial meaning. This does not mean, okay, I'm gonna be abundantly clear here. This does not mean to ignore the negatives, but rather to view your situation in a context that empowers you rather than hindering you. So let's just say, you're at work. You experienced a huge setback in your project at work. Instead of viewing this failure as that and saying, man, I was going to get done with this and now here I am. And it's just, I'm not going to get down into it. You already understand where I'm going with this. Reframe it as a learning opportunity. What can this situation teach you? We discussed last week when we talked about mindfulness and the importance of being able to recognize what is it that I can do in this situation? What can the situation teach me? Perhaps, maybe, I don't know, better planning next time. Maybe there was some unforeseen circumstance that we probably could have foreseen had we spent a little extra time looking into it. Are there areas that I need to have more knowledge? Are there areas where I should have more preparation? Are there, you know, looking at it again and reframing it from saying, man, this just sucks. I knew this wasn't going to turn out well to, okay, what can this actually teach me? Instead of me looking at the situation and looking at all the bad of it and focusing on how this thing sucks, because we all know it sucks, but saying it sucks doesn't change anything. Saying something is awful does not change the fact that it is awful. It just changes your perspective that it is awful and therefore continues to be awful. If I look at something that is awful and I say this is a learning opportunity, now it becomes a learning opportunity for me versus you just sitting there in your loathsome pittiness and letting it still be awful. See the difference here? Because I chose to say, I'm going to look at this. Yes, it sucks. Yes, it's garbage. Yes, I understand it is not the best scenario, but how can we turn these lemons into lemonade? What can we do? So here's how you do this. Let me explain to you how to do this. In fact, first thing you want to do is you actually want to identify that negative thought. See what it is that you're thinking about that's making you say, oh, this is awful. Oh, this is garbage. Oh, this is not what I want to be doing. Look at that negative thought. Then the next thing you want to do is challenge the validity of it. In that moment in time, you're probably going to see whatever is going on and realize, huh, what I'm feeling is quite valid. And it is. If the situation sucks, yes, it is properly valid to feel that it sucks. But what I'm getting at is to understand, does it really suck as bad as you say it sucks? Or are you just overblowing it? Yes, I understand you got an F on a test, but don't act like the world is coming to an end. Yeah, the project didn't go as well as you had hoped for, and the presentation didn't go as smoothly as you had prepared for at work. Don't act like you're going to get fired because of it. Okay, everyone has a bad day. Everyone has a bad presentation, but you got through it. So yeah, the presentation was not the best, but don't say it sucked, because obviously the whole thing didn't suck. Most of it was pretty good. So challenge the validity. Actually narrow down what part was bad. Because what we tend to do is understress the good and overstress the bad. That's just what the mind does. Okay, it's natural. It's just what the brain does. But you have to realize that when I'm getting into that mode of this thing sucks, this thing is garbage, this thing is awful, this thing, you get into that negative mindset, realize chances are it might just be something a lot smaller than what it is that you're actually blowing up out of proportion. So the third thing that you want to do after you challenge the validity and you really narrow down to what it is that is actually the crux of the problem, consider the alternative positive interpretations, right? So think about it in a positive light. Reframe it into the way where you're thinking now, instead of saying, this sucks, this is garbage, this is awful, I hate this, I did so bad. Instead, go to, the whole thing wasn't bad, I did pretty decent on this part, what can I learn from this part? Could I have intonated my voice better? If you listened to last week's episode, where we talked about mindfulness, this is essentially what we're doing here. And why does this work? Because in cognitive psychology, it suggests that reframing what we're doing here, this mindfulness exercise, this reframing, can significantly impact our stress levels and overall mental health, reducing the overall negative effects that stress has on us and enhancing our personal resilience. Because think about it, if you're able to take every single bad situation and reframe it to asking, how can I become better from this? Literally, this is going to be 99 times out of 100, there's going to be nothing in your life that's going to hit you that hard that you can't look at and go, okay, you know what? This hit me, knocked me down, but I'm going to stand right back up and I'm going to work on, let me block that punch that life's going to give me. Let me work on strengthening that part of me. So that way, when life throws it again, I'm more prepared. See how positive this is? See how good this is? Oh man, this is good stuff. This is only the first technique. We still got two more to go. Second technique is the power of incremental progress. So incremental progress, or what I like to call it, is an IPIT, so an incremental positive impact task, is breaking your goal down into an just tiny, teensy weensy little tiny manageable task and focus on achieving each one of those one at a time. This approach helps you to gain momentum and help to prevent the feeling of overwhelm. So let's say your goal is to write a book. A lot of people want to write books. So let's say your goal is to write a book. Your goal should not be write a book. That is the overarching ultimate goal. Sure, that is like the put it right there on the wall. Every day you wake up, I will write a book. That is way too daunting because there's way too much stuff to do. Okay, but hey, at least you defined your overall goal. So that is step one, right? Define what you want to do. Second thing is breaking into smaller tasks. You probably heard the iconic example of when you want to write a book, don't write a book, just write 10 pages a day, 5 pages a day, 1 page a day. And if you want to write a 200 page book and you write 10 pages a day, in less than a month, you have your entire book first draft done. See how that works? That's actually the third point right there. And break it into short-term targets. 10 pages a day, 5 pages a day, 1 page a day, half a page a day. Whatever your goal might be, break it down into a task that you know you can handle. It's incremental. It's positive because it's moving it towards your goal. Impact because it's actually making a dent in your overall goal. And task because it's something to do. So incremental positive impact task, an IPIT. Figure out what those IPITs are in your life for your goal and work towards those. And why does it work? Because it's the technique of getting small wins. Neuroscience shows that when you get these small wins, you're actually giving your brain little tiny hits of reward. Tiny teensy weensy hits of reward. You did 10 pages today? Boom. Yeah, I did 10 pages today. Like even now today, I'm recording this like early in the morning right now, but I know the recording's going to be done. When the recording is done, oh, that was a positive thing. I'm going to work out later today. So that's going to be another positive thing. Boom. That's going to be another big thing today. If I eat correctly, boom, that's another win for the day. And these aren't going to be as big wins as you giving this huge public speech, but the idea is that you're giving your brain constant positive reinforcement. The fact that you're doing that, giving yourself constant positive reinforcement, allows for the brain to continue to want to seek that positive reinforcement and get that positive loop going. So you can see how powerful this is starting to become to be. We still ain't done yet, because for people who were with us last week, you're going to know probably the point that I'm going to be getting into now. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, go check it out after you listen to this point, because we're going to go way, way more in depth into it in last week's episode than I am going to be going into it in this week's episode. But the third technique is visualization. Now, visualization is the process of creating a mental image or intention of what it is that you want to achieve, involving you imagining you completing your task successfully, which will enhance your ability, again, persevere. And I haven't used that word too much this episode, but so I'm going to throw it in there just now, to persevere when you actually face challenges in life. And so think about this, right? I'm going to use the example I used last week, but we're going to touch on it very surface because I really want you guys to go back to last week's episode and take a listen. We went super in depth, okay? But for this, imagine someone cuts you off on the road, okay? Now what are you going to do? Do you get angry? Do you get upset? Do you get rageful? Do you get vengeful? Take him by the jugular, take him out the car and beat him up like it's GTA 5? Probably. You probably do. I don't blame you because that person could have caused an accident. But what I do, and I explained this in detail last week's episode, is that what I do is I'll visualize what do I want my reaction to be and my response to be when someone cuts me off. Not if, but when someone cuts me off on the road. And I want it to be that I remain as calm, cool, and collected as possible, because if I don't and I now get upset, now I'm a danger to other people on the road. So because of that, I will alter my actions, my thoughts, my capabilities, and change what I can do so that way I can work on becoming a better person overall. And so when visualization is done correctly, right? And of course, for clarification's sakes, my goal for that was to become an overall less upset person when people cut me off. So there was the goal right there. When done correctly, you'll notice that visualization does two things to the brain. Number one, it utilizes the visual cortex of the brain, which allows you to embed more positive emotions or more favorable emotions, which will then lead to the favorable responses, because you are therefore priming the subconscious for when a scenario happens, that this is the path that you go down through the second point of neuroplasticity, which allows for you to create new habits. That is how habits are formed. That is why I preach so hard on the consistency. I don't think I've ever said before, other than probably this episode and last episode, where I really drove home the science behind why I talk about consistency as much as I do. Because when you do things consistently, that leverages on the brain's physical capabilities of neuroplasticity, allowing the brain to quite literally rewire itself. Like, I kid you not. Like, when you learn new things and you do new things, the brain literally creates new connections in the brain that allows you to do certain tasks much more easily and eventually, potentially, on autopilot. That is why consistency is so important. And once you understand that it's actually a physical change going on in your brain, and then that's why I preach about fitness so much, and I say it takes months for you to get to your goal. Why in the world do people think it's going to take one day? I do not know. Because when it's a physical change happening in your brain, it's going to take time. The neurons and the synapses and all the connections will not form in one day. It will not form in 2 days, a week, a month. It takes time. That's why all kinds of programs and habit-forming things say, start it in 7 days, continue for 30 days, do this for 90 days, because you want to build the habit of doing it. That's why. Neuroplasticity is a fantastic thing, man. And I'm telling you, visualization, when it's done right and you utilize the visual cortex of the brain and you leverage neuroplasticity, you will become an unstoppable force. So to wrap this up, guys, remember, quitting is not an option when it comes to being faced with difficulties. It's not. You can't just throw your hands up in the air and expect it to go away, because life will throw you problems. Even if you somehow manage to avoid that problem that you decided to say, I quit for, life is going to throw you some other problems. So you're just going to keep saying, I quit like a wuss. Is that what you're going to do? You're going to keep throwing your hands up and saying, I quit. What you're going to do is you're going to take these setbacks and you're going to reframe them and make incremental progress towards becoming better. Because regardless of what you do, when life throws you something, it is painful to stay where you are and to deal with the life's punches and just try to curl up into a ball and just, oh my God, I don't want life to punch me. And it's also painful to, in the same way, attack what life is giving you. It's painful either way. So you're going to have to pick a pain. And for me, I would rather pick the pain where I'm going towards the problem and becoming stronger, because then when life hits me with that after a certain period of time, it doesn't even bother me. Does it hit? Yes, but it doesn't look like it bothers me. That's how you got to do it. You make that incremental progress. You practice the visualization. You see what you want to be able to become later on in life using the Smarter Goal template. Again, in a future episode, as I mentioned last week, we're going to be going through the Smarter Goals framework in a little bit. So stay tuned for that episode. I'm still working on it. Super excited to bring it to you. But once you do all that, you will equip yourself with the tools to be able to persist and to succeed in life in whatever it is that you do. So what I want you guys to do, take these strategies from this week's episode and from last week's episode and apply them diligently. Let me know how it goes. Send me a DM. I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, I'm on YouTube, I'm on LinkedIn. Find me. All the links for the social media are in the episode's description. Leave a comment on YouTube if you're watching there. Let me know how it's going for you. Challenge yourself to transform yourself and find those opportunities for growth. That's what I'll leave you guys with. Thanks for tuning in this week. Keep striving, keep pushing, keep thriving. Persistence is necessary for success. You need it. I cannot stress it enough how much you need it. Because in life, you can either thrive or you can survive, but you cannot do both. With that, I'll see you in next week's episode. Guys, that's going to wrap up this week's episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast. Guys, again, if you like what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the show for weekly uploads. If you love what you heard, be sure to sign up for that email list. And if you hated what you heard, be sure to share it with somebody who will appreciate it. Also, if you guys want to get access to the show notes or any kind of resource or link or to anything that was referenced in this episode, be sure to check out that episode's description below. You'll also find the contact information, any freebies, or any sort of thing from our little corner of the internet. Check out the episode's description. It's going to be an absolute goldmine for you guys. Until next time, take care, and I will see you in the next episode.